ॐ शांति। 21st January 2020, today's intense effort in order for you to stay in the avyakta stage, the fathers, shrimatis, children, think less but do more, think less and do more. Finish all confusion and become bright and clear. Finish all confusion, uljhan, and become bright and clear, ujjwal. So becoming bright and clear. Merge the ashes of old situations and old sanskars into the ocean of your complete stage. Finish old matters in such a way as you forget matters of the old birth. So finishing off the past, the old, as if it is not of this birth. Put the sanskars of old situations, put the ashes of old situations and old sanskars. These ashes, you put it into the ocean of your complete stage. So these are today's intense efforts. So the first thing is, in order to stay in the avyakt stage, what is Father Srimat? Think less but do more. Thinking is a very good thing, but sometimes overthinking takes the toll. Sometimes overthinking becomes the cause of turbulence, and a turbulent mind cannot become calm, where the thoughts are coming and going at a very high speed. So mind becomes peaceless when the thoughts pace at a very high rate. The lesser the thoughts, the calmer the mind is. The more the thoughts, the more the restlessness, the uneasiness. So Baba is saying, if you want to achieve the avyakt stage, reduce the thoughts, make them less, and start doing more. Rather than sitting and thinking how I will do it, it's very difficult, I can't do it, filling the mind with doubts, confusion, with different opinions of different people, one becomes confounded. And a perplexed mind cannot plan things clearly. The clarity is lost. That's why we should find out what are the problems with thinking. These are known as cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions. There's a huge list of cognitive distortion, and I think we have spoken about it in the past multiple times, where there is a defect in thinking, and that defective thinking leads to increased thoughts, overthinking. For example, one of the cognitive distortions is jumping to conclusions. We do not know, but immediately we arrive at a conclusion, and that creates the problem. So be slow, be patient, don't judge anybody so fast, so that so that you may not have to repent. Otherwise, you have to repent a lot when such cognitive distortions happen. Other is all or nothing thinking. That is also one of the cognitive distortions. You see things in black and white. There is no gray. We say this is a bad person, he is a good person. But every person has got 100 shades. It's not that we just say that he is this and he is that. The worst of the criminals have got some qualities in them, some good qualities. So when you do all and nothing thinking, thoughts increase. When you arrive at conclusions, thoughts increase. Then there is overgeneralization. For example, if it happened once, you say that it is going to happen every time. Suppose we have arranged a program and it rained, and we come to the conclusion, overgeneralization, that it is going to rain every time we do a program, so it's better we don't do it. So this is known as overgeneralization. We were busy whole night doing some service or doing some duty, and there were a lot of people who came to us. It's not that every time the same thing will happen. So don't overgeneralize. If it has happened once, not necessary that it is going to happen every time. If it is a misfortune once, if you fail once, if the child fails, parents say, oh, it's going to fail next time also. Overgeneralization. So that's the wrong method of thinking, over generalization. That leads to increased thinking. That makes you to think, ponder, that makes you to conclude, and that leads also to waste thinking a lot. Then, other is magnification, catastrophizing. It is a very small thing, but you show as if it is a very big thing. Making mountain out of mole. It's a very small thing, very small event, but you convert it into big event, and that makes you think a lot. And then there is a should statement. It should be like this, it should not be like this. When there is a fixed should thing in the mind, then thinking increases. Then labeling somebody. He is thief. He is not good. He does like this every time. She is not reliable. He is not trustworthy. He lies always. He is a liar. So you label somebody. He is never going to come in Gyan. Why are you wasting your time? We label. Put label. Or you call it mislabeling rather than labeling. And then, personalization. You personalize thing. If something has happened, it has happened because of me. If something has happened, it's I am who is responsible for it. It's like playing the victim card. It's known as self-victimization. I am responsible. I am responsible. I am responsible. I shouldn't have done this. Or the other thing is, opposite of that is blame game. Name calling. You start putting blame on somebody else. It is because of him that this has happened. We should not have taken him only. Why he was taken? So, this is also one of the cognitive distortion. Other is emotional reasoning. Whatever I feel that is the right thing. For example, I feel the situation is very bad, but that is your thinking. That might not be right. You are sitting at one corner and judging the situation, but not necessary that whatever you think or feel is right every time. There is always another perspective. There is another way of thinking. Another way of looking at things. For example, two salesmen from the British manufacturing company were sent to the dense forest of Africa to promote the company. One salesman came back. He said, the village where we went, in that village, not a single person wears shoes. So it's useless to sell shoes there. Because nobody wears shoes. What we do, we'll do there. First salesman. Second salesman said, oh, this place has got good potential because nobody wears shoes. First says, it has got no potential because nobody wears shoes. So what is the use of selling shoes here? The second says, nobody wears shoes here. So it's the best place to sell shoes and to introduce shoes. So it depends on our perspective. Then minimalize, minimization. Thing is really big, but we take it very lightly. It's like you have committed a blunder, but you said, oh, nothing, nothing. Everybody does it. So that is also wrong thinking. So these are all known as cognitive distortions or disqualifying the positive. That's also one. There are so many positive things, but we disqualify them. We don't see them. And we see only the negative, the worst part of it. And seeing the worst of it makes us overthink. And there is one more thing that leads to overthinking, and that is HSP. Highly sensitive person. If you just say them one thing, they keep on thinking about it day and night. They get hurt very easily. Emotional playthings. They are emotional bombs. Sentimental bombs. Emotional dolls. Ready to cry anytime. So they are crying babies. Every small situation make them blubber, cry. So if you are having this, even then you will cry a lot. So Papa says, today's effort, in order to stay in the avyakta stage, the father's Srimat is, Baba says, take it as Srimat. 18 January there was a Murli where Baba had said, Srimat will make you accurate. Srimat will make you accurate. So, think less, do more. Find out the reason what leads to more thinking, high thinking, external thinking, waste thinking, negative thinking, thinking of the past. And there is a storm, tempest of thoughts in the mind. And one is restive, restless, uneasy. Not a single moment of equipoise. Not a single moment of peace. Not a single moment of tranquility. But the mind is in the stage of turbulence, disturbance, halchal. So think less. So first, diagnose yourself that I am suffering from some thinking defect. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, you are Maharogi, you are patient. You are great patience. And that's why the imperishable Father has come to give you injection of Man Mana Bhava. Because you are great patient. So diagnose why I am overthinking first, and then think of the solution, treatment, management part. Diagnosis and then management. There is something that is making me to think more. There is some defect in my thinking. Jumping to conclusion, all or nothing thinking, overgeneralization, minimalization, maximization, or self-victimization, or blame game, or HSP. Something is happening within that is leading to overthinking. why I am thinking so much, or some anxiety, or some fear, or some future. Future anxieties and fears or past repentance, guilt consciousness. There is something which is happening, which is making me an overthinker. Reduce the thoughts, the flow, the flux, the movements. Let the thoughts float smoothly. So diagnose. So the first thing is, in order to stay in the avyakta stage, think less but do more. And what is going to happen if I keep on thinking about what I have to do, future worries, future anxieties, I am not able to achieve this, I am not able to achieve that. Wait. You don't have to hurry. Things will come to you at the opportune time. Nothing happens before time and nobody gets less than what he deserves. So don't become restless. They also win who only wait and watch. They also win who only wait and watch. Wait. The time will come. The call will come. Time will come to you walking. So they also win who only wait and watch. You don't have to rush. One of the Chinese philosophers, Lao Tse, had said, look at the nature. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the clouds. Look at the wind. Everything is so calm. Nobody is in hurry. Only one person is in hurry. Man. He is rushing. He is running. He wants to achieve as if something. But look at the nature, how everything is moving in perfect equipoise. There is no hurry. This nature of man to hurry. I have to do this, I have to do this. That hurry takes away the inner power. One must have this patience, of this virtue of patience. Wait and watch and see. Things will come to you on their own. You don't have to do every time. You have to do something. It's not necessary. Second thing, finish all confusion, uljan, and become bright and clear, ujjwal. Baba says, finish the confusion. What is the confusion? When is the confusion? What are the reasons for confusions in the mind? Confusion. Confusion, whether to do this or do that, whether I should stay here, stay in the, whether to stay, whether to do job or not to do job, whether to do full-time job or part-time job, whether to stay in center or home, whether to stay in center or Madhuban. Confusion. Whether to do intense Purusharth efforts or to continue with what I am going. There is an eternal confusion. Whether I should run after money or money is enough now. Let me stop. Whether I should continue to seek the things of the world or now start seeking things of God. Confusion. Whether I should marry or not to marry. Confusion. So, Baba says avoid. Get rid of this confusion. Finish all confusion and become bright and clear. No confusion. Probably, when the mind is confused, it's not in the stage of surrender. Total surrender means no confusion. You have given up all your confusions. You have given or handed over your confusion to Baba. Let him decide now. Every time you have to do everything, it's not necessary. Sometimes you don't have to do anything. And hand over. And let him decide. Let him take the call. Give him a space so that he tells you what is the cause of confusions. We are the victim of our own confused thinkings. We become the victim of our own confused, thinking. The more the confusion, the more the muddled of mind, the more the unclear the scenes. You can't see anything. Everything is hazy, everything is cloudy, misty, foggy. And when there is a fog, in Murli it comes that you can't see. You lose track. Then you need a guide. And what does the guide tells you? Guide tells you just to calm down. Hand over to the Baba. Third thing, merge the ashes of old situation, old sanskar in the ocean of your complete stage. Finish old matters in such a way as you forget matters of old birth, as if these are the matters not of this birth, as if that is something related to the past, as if I have nothing to do with it, as if I have forgotten it. It is of the past, previous Shudra birth, not of this birth. And what I am going to achieve by keep on thinking about it, can I change it? I cannot. The milk has spilt. Why to cry over the spilt milk? There is no way that you can bring back the milk into the container, no matter how hard you may try. So whatever has happened. Past is past. Bury the past. Bury the hatchet. Then think of new things now. Think of what you can do now. Think of newness. Think of creativity. Think of new enthusiasm. Think of new search. Think of new quest. Think of new planning. Think of new efforts. Every morning gives you a new chance to correct yourself, to rectify the mistakes, to rebuild, to recover, to rejuvenate, to re-engineer, to re-understand, to re-modify, to revamp the situations, the soul. So these are the three homework. Think less. No confusion. And forget the past. Om Shanti.